exactly going the way that Ubley would like it to. I'm sure Coach Pickley called the timeout for that purpose.
All right. Well, we're going to check in with Ryan Brown, who has a report from the sidelines. Ryan?
Kind of go off of what you were talking about, Baisdell. He got really flustered early in that first quarter. His head hasn't been quite in the game because of whatever was going on. He was not real satisfied with it. So the coaches are going to sit him down for a little while, give him a little talking to, a little pep talk, get him ready to go in the second half.
Thank you, Ryan, for that. As the JV coach for Sandusky is talking to Baisdell on the sideline. Probably took the shot. That one's no good. Rebound Sandusky. Here comes Mills, 3:20 left. And Mills, Sandusky wanted, or Ubley wanted a travel call, but none taken. Mills down the key, being guarded by Drake. Dribbles to his right, almost stolen by Liefrand, over to number 24. Back out to Mills, the right wing, skip pass all the way to Scheifele in the left corner. He dribbles down the baseline, kicks it back out to number 10. And Mills for three, off the bank. That one's almost went in, but no good. Rebound, Josh White for Ubley. Nick Sweeney up to Liefrand across the timeline. 2:50 remains before halftime. Ubley still hanging on to that 21-18 lead. Austin Drake, right wing, back up to Liefrand, top of the key. Over to Drake, back up to Liefrand. This is not a broken record, folks. Liefrand takes the extended shot, almost a three from the right wing, and it goes in for the long two. Liefrand now has 7 points, the first points for Ubley in this whole second quarter. It's now 23-18, 5-point lead for the Bearcats. 2.5 minutes left. Mills, top of the key, slowing things down, trying to get things situated. Scheifele now on the right wing, being guarded by 20, Brian White. Into the post to number 20, Gage Frank has Josh White read it and blocked it from the get-go. Ubley ball, Sweeney over to Drake, right wing into Josh White in the right corner. Back at the top of the key to Sweeney, trying to feed in the left right now there. Now to Drake, back over to Sweeney, into the left corner to Brian White, into Josh White in the left post. Minute 56 left, he kicks it back out to Sweeney. Good defense by Sandusky on this trip. Austin Drake over to Nick Sweeney. Into Brian White in the left post. Double team kicks back out to Sweeney. Gets into the left hand left elbow. He drives in. Gets stripped clean by Mills. And out to number 20. And into the hands of Mills. Luckily, Gage Frank couldn't hang on to it. Mills kicked it right off the chest of Liefrand. Then he hung on to it. A little bit of a circus act there for you, folks.
Both teams are a little guilty of this. I think Ubley's going to go ahead and probably call time and say, this is time, guys, we're going to pass it to the white jerseys, and Dusty is going to do the same thing.
You know, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. With minute 15 left, 23-18, Ubley has it, and the lead, Austin Drake for three off the front of the rim, and it's rebound out of bounds, last touch by Ubley. Sandusky ball, 80 feet from their own hoop. Minute 7 remains. Sandusky trails the Bearcats by 5. Into the game for Ubley, it's going to be number 22, Mitchell Guza. He replaces Austin Drake. Then number 32, Gabe Messing, comes in for number 20, Brian White, for the Bearcats. So it's two substitutions for the white and orange. Minute 7 left, 23-18. Ubley still leading by 5. Mills being guarded by Guza. Or to Frank, being guarded by White. And way over the head of number 12 was that pass. Intended for Brandon Tucker, went incomplete. Turnover or downs, and a bubbly ball.
You know, and with that ball, I was kind of surprised that Baisdell did not come on back into the game. We're almost at halftime already.
Well, I'm starting to see a smirk from Baisdell on the sideline. He has not played at all. 7 minutes and 15 seconds into the second quarter. Has number 22, Mitchell Guza, hits the three. Yes, for Ubley. 26-18, largest lead by 8 now. As number 20 for, that's James Frank, he's getting a little flustered for Sandusky, and he turns it over, then commits the foul. That's his first team second for Sandusky, and it's going to be Ubley ball right in front of their own bench on the left side of your radio. Who's going to be passing this one into Sweeney. Skips across the timeline. Power dribbling, 25 seconds left. Drives into the lane, kicks it into number 22. Guza over to Josh White at the free throw line. Out to Guza in the left corner for three. No. Rebound. Gabe Messing over to Josh White from the left post, and that one's good. Josh White now has 12 points. 10 seconds remain. 10-point lead for the Bearcats. Largest of the night. Mills in the left corner, right corner. 4 seconds remain. 3, 2. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mills. And it's going to be Ubley ball with 2 seconds left before halftime. 28-18, Ubley leading by 10. Kicks it all the way into Liefrand, and it's out of bounds. Mills got a hand on it. kicked it out of bounds. So now Hubley basically ran 70 feet down the court, and they have it in front of the Sandusky bench now, right in line with the free throw line with 2 seconds left.
You couldn't have designed that better.
Game messing from the right wing for the long two. Gets blocked by number 12, Brandon Tucker. And that's how the second quarter is going to end. It's 28-18 at halftime. Hubley going into the locker room with a 10-point lead. You're tuned to WLEW.
Want the best deal on a prepaid cell phone? Thumb Cellular is shattering the competition's pricing with free $20 and $35 Fast Track prepaid cards. Right now, get an LG Rumor with slide-out QWERTY keyboard for just $15 and free activation. Other Thumb Cellular Fast Track phones are also available. Then purchase a $20 prepaid Fast Track card and you'll get another one free. That's 2 months of service for $20. Purchase a $35 prepaid Fast Track card and get two free. We're talking 3 months of service and thousands of minutes and texts for just $35. So this winter, save money on your prepaid service and step up to a Thumb Cellular Fast Track prepaid phone with the clearest reception in the thumb, a $15 phone, and 3 months of service for just $35. But you better hurry. This is a limited-time offer. See an authorized agent or any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, the talk of the thumb.
Your number one Thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Down Main Street.
At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe, they enjoy giving credit. Bayport State Bank believes no matter who wins, they'd like to give credit to everyone. To everyone who's ever worked as a team, everyone who's ever pulled together for a common goal, they salute you. Because at Bayport State Bank, they believe in giving credit where credit is due. Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
Have your vehicle checked out for safe winter driving at Ubley Motor Service. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will check your belts, hoses, brakes, shocks, tires, and wiper blades. Right now, save $40 when you purchase a pair of Napa Quick Struts. Special pricing on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires. Ubley Motor Service has a tire changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. From tune-ups to transmission overhauls and complete engine replacement, trust a pit crew at Ubley Motor Service. And good luck, Ubley Bearcats!
You're tuned to WLEW. We're at halftime here. Ubley in the locker room, leading Sandusky 28-18 with a 10-point lead. Let's go by the quarters. After the first quarter, Ubley led 21-15, then 28-18 at halftime. Ubley only scored 7 points in that second quarter, but luckily for the Bearcats, Sandusky only scored 3. Now we check in with Ryan Brown on the other side of things. Ryan, what are you seeing on that side of the ball?
Well, it looks like both teams are, you know, doing a pretty good job offensively, but the key is Ubley has really shut down Sandusky's foreign attack. They scored 3 points in that second quarter, and Sandusky has just not been able to combat anything offensive. You look at Ubley, on the other hand, they're kind of mixing the teams up on defense, creating problems for Ubley, or for Sandusky. And then the big question is, where's Baisdell? His head has just not been in the game since he stepped on the floor tonight. So I'm looking for him to come back, maybe get in a rhythm early in the third quarter, and see if they can get some offense for him.
Thank you, Ryan, for that. Ryan will be grabbing an interview with Kent Picklup after the halftime break here. Now, John, what are you seeing?
I'm seeing that Sandusky is getting some good looks in the first quarter. They were 6 for 12, which is 50%. For Ubley, they were getting even better looks. They were 9 for 13 for 69%. And then both teams went ahead and started to play some defense. For Ubley, in the second quarter, 1 for